had the option to take $300 or to take the change, and he chose the change. His ask wasn't big enough because he didn't think or see that he was worthy of the $300. Welcome to His Promises Podcast, a safe place for you to let go of all doubt, worry, negativity, anxiety, and fear as we look at the truth of God's Word to overcome the lies of the enemy. Here, we will talk about the truth in love while encouraging you on your journey of life so that you can know that God is with you every step of the way, fighting your battles and calling you into deep relationship with Him. I hit rock bottom a few times in my life, but out of my messes came my messages, and now I choose to speak up so you will know that no matter how badly you have been wounded, no matter how far you feel from God or how far God feels from you, God will never leave you nor forsake you, and you can truly rest and find peace in His promises. God has a special place for you, a space of healing, hope, and newfounded holiness, my friend. Welcome. Grab your cup of tea and a notebook and let God pour into you today. If you are looking to join our community of women to inspire, encourage, and help each other on this faith walk, to build our faith together and to serve God together, I want to invite you to join our newsletter where you're going to get updates about our community and different updates about the upcoming events that we have coming up and how we are going to support, uplift, and encourage each other. And we will also do prizes and giveaways, and you have to be entered into our newsletter in order to get notified about when those are going to happen and what is going to be included. So I would really love to have you in our community at bit.ly/HP weekly updates. And I'm going to post the link in the show notes below. Okay. Hope to see you in our community and would love to have you there. Let's get back into the episode. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about a really specific scripture in the Bible that talks about asking and you shall receive, that talks about the importance of our words. Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:21 that the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 12:14, wise words bring many benefits. Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. And then Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Matthew 15:11, it says, not what goes into your mouth that defiles you, you are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. And then Mark 11:23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And there is a scripture in the Bible that I was reading lately in Matthew 21. And if you know the story, it's about the story of how Jesus curses the fig tree. In verse 18, Matthew 21, it says that Jesus rose early in the morning. He went on his way back to the city. He was hungry. In verse 19, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus said, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, You will receive whatever you ask in prayer. And I was doing some research and it looks to me like there are over 30 plus scriptures in the Bible where God talks about ask and you shall receive. And he talks about the importance of our words, right? The Bible tells us that we were created in the image of God. And if we think about the image of God, he spoke things into existence. In Genesis, it tells us that he said, let there be light, and there was light. And it happened as soon as he spoke it. And so we know that we were created in his image, which means whatever come out of our mouth is so important. And I want to just encourage you today to say that we need to be so focused on the things that come out of our mouth. Sometimes I've been realizing that I was saying things like, I'm so tired, or I'm tired. And I just believe that the more I said I was tired, the more tired I became. And this is really biblical, but it's also very scientific, that the more positive things you say, the more positive outcomes you're going to have. The more negative things you say, the more negative outcomes you're going to have. And some people think that this is a bunch of nonsense. But I'm telling you that there's something about our words that is very powerful. And for the Bible to talk about how powerful our words are in so many scriptures, God really is trying to get our attention here. Like I said, there are over 30 scriptures in the Bible that talk about asking. Why would God say that it was so important for us to speak things out, to ask him with our mouth, if we can just simply maybe think it and then, oh, well, God knows what we think? But no, God wants us to ask it. God wants us to speak things with our mouth, because that is when things really start to happen. So in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Matthew 7:7-11 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks for him bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Matthew 21:22, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. James 4:3, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. John 14:13-14, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 16:24, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So God wants us to ask him for things. And how big is your ask? I was watching this podcast the other day from Terry. I think her name is Terry Foy, but she said something so powerful. She told a story about how there was this homeless man who went up to Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins had some coins in one hand and $300 in the other hand. And Tony Robbins began to say to the homeless man, if you ask, you shall receive. He held up both things in front of this man, the coins in one hand, the $300 in the other hand. And he said to this homeless man, if you ask, you shall receive. The Lord is a giver of good gifts. And whatever you want, if you ask it, God will give it to you. And in prayer, and if you ask it in prayer, God will give it to you. So he was encouraging this man, showing him his two options, showing him that if he just asked, he could have what it is that he wanted. And do you know that this man looked at Tony Robbins and said, you're weird. And he took the change. And I thought this was such a mind-blowing story, that this homeless man had the option to take $300 or to take the change, and he chose the change. His ask wasn't big enough because he didn't think or see that he was worthy of the $300. And so I just want to point out to you today that you are a daughter of the King. You are a child of God. You own the inheritance of Jesus, and you can have whatever you want, especially if it is for the kingdom of God, right? If it is something, if it is a ministry, a business, or something you're trying to do to benefit others and to benefit yourself, yourself and your family financially, whatever you're trying to do, whatever you need, whatever you want, if it's healing, if it's for your marriage to get better, for your spouse to come to know Christ, if it's for your child to get on the right track, if it's to lose weight, to get healthier, to have a baby, if it is any of these things that you're asking for, and if it is to have a baby, I want you to go check out my other podcast called Miscarriage to Miracle. But if there's anything that you need and want from God, all you have to do is ask. Do not be like this homeless man that decided to only take what he thought he was worth. But instead, recognize that you are worth more. Recognize that you are a daughter of the King, that you can have anything you want. You just need to ask for it. And of course, this is not asking for selfish gain. This is not asking just because we want some random thing, but we're asking because we believe it's a strong desire in our heart, because it's something that's going to help us. It's something that's going to help our family. It's something that's going to help generations beyond us, right? So let's have a big ask. And that's what I just want to encourage you today in this episode, to ask and you shall receive. And know that you are worthy of the big ask. You are worthy of the big things that you are hoping for. You are worthy of those things. And if you have a desire for more, guess who put that desire in your heart? God put that desire in your heart. If you have a big ask in your heart, God put it there. So go to prayer, have a meeting with God, and say, God, I want something different for my life. I want this. I want that. Now, I want to know how to get there. If it is in your will for me to have this, Lord, if it is in your will for me to have this breakthrough, Lord, show me the steps I need to take to get there. Show me what it is I need to do in my own life to refine myself, to make myself into the woman of God you are calling me to be, so that I can gain the things that you're calling me to have. Now, I believe that there are things that if you're asking for, like having better relationships and for someone to get saved or someone to be on the right track, don't lose hope. Sometimes even when we may pray and it may not seem like things are happening or the Lord is moving, it may not seem like your situation is going to change. But I want to let you know that in the silence, when you feel like God may not be there at all, I want to let you know He is there. He is going before you, moving things in your favor. You have to trust in Him. That is why the Bible calls us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not on our own understanding, and all of our ways submit to Him, and He will make our path straight. I think that's one of my all-time favorite verses, because I quote it a lot, because it's this very principle and understanding that we have, that the Lord says trust in Him with all of our heart, lean not on our own understanding, because there are going to be some seasons of life that we don't understand. There are going to be some things that we pray about that doesn't seem like anything is happening and we don't understand. But just because we don't understand, just because we don't see things happening with our natural eye, doesn't mean that God is not moving. And so take hold of that today, to know that God is moving on your behalf, to know that it may not seem like God wants to help you in that area of your life, or it may seem like that ask is too big. Nothing is too big of an ask for God. And the other thing I want to encourage you is that if you tell your dream or your goal to someone else and they're like, oh yeah, great, you can do it, right? Then you're probably not asking big enough. You're probably not asking for what you're worth. Like that homeless man, he was worth that $300, but he took the change, right? So if you feel like people around you are everyone's super supportive, then to be honest with you, your ask is probably not big enough. Go big or go home. Ask for more and see what God will do in your life. And not because you're greedy, but because you know that you are a child of the King and God wants the very best for you. Okay, so I said so many scriptures in today's episode. I want you to go and study them for yourself. Get them into your heart, into your soul, so that you know that you can ask for whatever you want and you shall receive. God is a good, good father who wants to give good, good gifts to his children. And I just think about my baby girl and how literally sometimes she doesn't even ask for anything. Ooh, this is so powerful. Sometimes she doesn't even ask for anything, but in my mom heart, I just want to give her things just because I love her. Just because I want to see her happy, just because I want to see if this will make her smile or that will make her smile. And so I will literally just sometimes take her to the store and just be like, oh, what do you like? Like trying to prompt her to tell me what she wants. You see how crazy that is? It's like, as her mom, I want her to be happy. So sometimes she doesn't even ask for things. But I wish so badly that she would, because I want to bless her, but sometimes she just doesn't know what she wants, so she can't really tell me what she wants, or she doesn't tell me what she wants when she's 21 months, so she can't say that many words. But just to know that I want to give her things without her even asking. But if she would ask, I would love to give her exactly what she asked me for if I knew that it would make her happy. And if you're a parent, then you understand that, right? That you want to give good gifts to your children. And how much more, the Bible says, does our God want to give us what we want to give us what we need, want to help us to feel happy, and wants us to be joyful in our everyday lives. So I hope that this episode has inspired you and encouraged you to ask big and to thank God for, yes, all the things that you already have, all the things that he's already given to you, but to know that his love doesn't stop there, to know that his love, just like my motherly love wants to just give my daughter things even when she doesn't ask, God wants to give us things. And it's helpful for us to ask because he tells us to, right? God, it's literally his instruction. Ask and you will receive. His instruction to us is ask. So go to prayer. And if you're like, I don't even know what I want, I don't even know what I need, go to prayer and say, God, what should I ask for? What in my heart should I do? Should I long for? And then go ahead and ask. And so thank you so much for listening to this episode. Cling to his promises and don't let go. And if you could write me a review or a comment in the comment section and let me know some of the big blessings in your life that you prayed and asked for and what God has been doing in your life. Okay, I'd love to hear from you. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review or a comment or rating and share this episode with a friend who may need to hear how to invite God in their journey. Pray that you're blessed by this episode, and I wish you the very best in your journey. So cling to his promises and don't let go. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.